The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Tuesday, October the 15th. As always, it's a pleasure to have you with us today. We've got two guests. I want to start, first of all, on my right, we have Jeff Moran. Welcome, Jeff.
Morning.
Good to have you here. Sometimes you're Dr. Cordate. Today, you are Jeff Moran. And you're here to tell us about a special event that you have coming up this Saturday, right?
Yes, at our church, we will be having a bluegrass gospel worship service. It'll be primarily a worship service featuring bluegrass gospel music. Repeat that, Saturday, October 19th, starting at 5 p.m.
Now, it starts at 5 o'clock and runs how long?
Well, it'll last about an hour.
Okay.
This is at the Millersburg Christian Church in beautiful downtown Millersburg, 10 miles east of Columbia. And if you go, just take Highway WW out of Columbia until you get to Millersburg and then follow the signs.
Okay. So when you talk about bluegrass gospel worship, is this a specific group that's coming, or are people just going to be jamming and expressing themselves?
No, it's the Millersburg Glory Land Band.
I'll hold this up. Go ahead. Okay. So it's the Millersburg Glory Land Band, and tell me about it.
Well, this will be featuring, among others, the Reverend Larry Brown, whom you know, and playing guitar, and he'll be singing a couple of special songs.
Okay.
And then Juanita Hyder will be playing the hammered dulcimer and featuring that instrument, especially on a couple of songs. Susie Johnston on the banjo and mandolin, mm-hmm. Beth Haas tickling the piano ivories, Barbara Moran playing the auto harp, Rick Howard, who's the bass player for the group Good Turn Daily, who performed at our first bluegrass gospel
and
worship
service.
We've
got a picture right now. If you want to see these nice folks, those are all the people, right?
Right.
You can go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows and Radio Friends, and you'll see what we're talking about.
Right. Or the church website, www.millersburgchristianchurch.org.
Okay.
And I'll be playing the guitar and singing as well. And the lead soprano vocal will be Heather Patton, but those of us in the band will also be singing.
Okay. All right. So everybody is invited to attend. It will be this coming Saturday, starting at
5 p.m.
and going about 1 hour or maybe longer.
Yes. Well, yes. There will be also refreshments and fellowship following the service.
Okay, Jeff. Thank you so much for coming by. 5 to 6 o'clock this coming Saturday, Millersburg. Church, Christian
Millersburg
Church.
Christian Church.
Okay, and it's the Millersburg Glory Land Band that'll be playing.
Yes.
And you're part of that.
Yes.
Right? Now, we turn over here to my friend Liz Burke, and Liz brought along a special guest with her, Michelle Bird. It's a pleasure to have both of you here.
Thank you for having us.
And you are here to talk about No Kill Columbia. Now, No Kill Columbia, some people may not be familiar what the organization is, so let's recap that again.
I'd be happy to. No Kill Columbia is an animal advocacy organization. Our mission is to raise awareness about the homeless pet population in our community and how we as a community can unite together and save more lives.
Yeah. And one way, my personal feeling, one way of doing this is making sure that if you do have a dog or a cat, that dog or cat has been neutered or spayed. Mm-hmm. Didn't that the most important bit of information that you want to get across?
It certainly makes a difference in the number of unwanted animals. No Kill Columbia does have a campaign going on right now, the Spay and Neuter Project, where we are raising funds to open up a high-volume, low-cost spay and neuter clinic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Michelle, what do you want to add to that?
So the other way that you can save lives is by adopting animals. And we have a large-scale adoption event coming up this Sunday.
This coming Sunday. Mm-hmm. And you happen to be the chair.
That would be me. Yeah.
You're the chair of this event. And this is called the Mega Match Adopt-a-thon. What's it called?
It's the ASPCA Mega Matchathon.
Mega Matchathon. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So basically, the way it works is that typically when you walk into a shelter, you kind of look at the animals and say, oh, that one's cute. I'll take that one home. Well, this takes the guesswork out of it. So you walk in, you fill out a survey, and it color codes you into what type of adopter you are. Matching that, all of the animals.
What do you mean, what kind of adopter you are?
So whether you want a high-energy dog or maybe a couch snuggle buddy or maybe you're in the middle, you could take a run, but you'd like the dog to, you know, hang out on the couch, either one of those. So it codes you by what kind of activity level, personality, et cetera, you want in the animal that you're taking home. Mm-hmm. Then all of the animals are color-coded to match that. So I am definitely an orange owner. I like to run, but I also want the dogs to be calm in the house. The green people would be people who like very active, outgoing dogs. And then your purple people are, you know, dogs that like to hang out and not do a whole lot.
Mm-hmm. So the dogs are – what about cats?
Same thing. Mm-hmm.
They're color-coded, too?
They are.
They go through a personality assessment. Mm-hmm.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Amazingly successful.
You know, for years, I was only a dog person. Mm-hmm. And I just thought cats never had any personality. Now, I can hear some people out there listening screaming right now. I was wrong because cats have fantastic personalities of their own.
Absolutely.
Right. You just have to tune in to the cat, and they will decide whether they're going to share their personality with you or not.
Right.
But... They're very special animals also. So the Mega Matchathon is coming up this Sunday.
Right, October 20th.
How many different animals will be there?
So we are bringing in about 275 animals, different between dogs and cats, and we're hoping to adopt out 190.
Where are they coming from?
So they're coming from all over. We've got several organizations in Columbia, Second Chance, Dogs Deserve Better, Central Missouri Humane Society, Boone County Animal Care. We have Fayette Paws from Fayette, ARFMO, which is a pit bull rescue from there. We have several local shelters, Mexico, Slater, Clinton. Mm-hmm. So we have lots of different rescues bringing in.
And where's this going
animals.
To be?
It's going to be at Midway Exposition Center off of exit 121 on I-70. Big Midway.
What time?
Truck stop. From 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. this coming Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Everybody's invited. If you're looking for a new best friend, you're going to find your new best friend at the Midway Expo Center this coming Sunday with the Mega Match-a-thon.
Yep, absolutely.
Thank you so much, Liz.
Thank you.
Okay, pleasure having both of you here. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, Dreams to Reality and Talking Horse Productions, our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director, he's still with us, Sifun Alyong. Thank you, Sifun Alyong. I pronounced it right. And he's laughing at me. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.